Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! Well, hello! Can you hear us out there? Just checking, because we are coming to you live from just outside Earth's atmosphere. Bobby Wonder and I are currently floating in space as a tiny spaceship from Floor Peds right towards us. Usually, I might be scared in a situation like this, but for some reason, I think whoever is coming is a fan of mine. I mean, who wouldn't be? I'm pretty great. So, let's see what this Florpian has to say, and then we can get back to our day. Oh, wow. I rhymed. Guess I need to add poet to my resume. Remind me about that when we get back to Earth. Okay, well, the spaceship is almost here. Bobby, watch out! Don't let it run into us!
Grabstack, are you sure this isn't your brother Gorpslorp's spaceship? It looks just like it.
Could be, but there's something off about it. Gorpslorp? Is that you?
No, it's not Gorpslorp, but it's your favorite sister, Gobbleslay!
Gobbleslay!
It's so good to see you, brother.
You too, Gobbleslay! Oh, I can't believe you're here!
Ahem.
Oh, yes, sorry, Bobby. Gobbleslay, meet my best friend, blue-haired superhero boy, Bobby Wonder.
I've never heard of you before, Bobby Wonder.
Okay, well, I mostly spend time on Earth, so you wouldn't have heard of me. But, I'm from Florp too, or at least my parents are. I have my own podcast. I'm kind of a big deal.
Oh, Great.
Gobbleslay, what are you doing here? Why are you traveling a spaceship towards Earth?
I'm here because our brother Gorpslorp sent me to come get you. We're having a crisis on Florp, and we need you to return stat.
A crisis? What's happening on Florp?
It's better if you just return home as soon as you can. I can't explain what is happening now.
Huh? Well, that's not at all terrifying to hear. Is everyone okay?
Yes, but we need you home. Will you come back to Florp, brother?
Of course. Bobby and I were planning to visit anyways.
Oh, Bobby's coming too?
You don't want me to come?
Of course, Bobby Wonder will come back to Florp with me. It's his home planet too.
Oh, all right. So, you ready to go?
Right now?
Yes, right now.
Well, I'm not ready. I have to pack. I have to get things in order. Probably get some fried bananas for the flight.
How long will that take you?
Well, I have quite a wardrobe and snack collection, so I'm not sure.
Okay, well, time is of the essence here.
Well, I can't just travel back to Florp without packing a suitcase.
Plus, both of us won't fit in your tiny waffle maker-sized spaceship.
Well, I didn't know your big blue-haired giant self was coming.
Yeah, we'll have to get another spaceship.
We can ask Lucy Wow. She might have a spaceship sitting around in her big red barn. Or she can build us a new one.
Okay, so how long will all this take?
Well, it shouldn't be too long. I do need to eat my second breakfast and make sure I have enough snacks. Why don't you fly back to Florp now, Gobbleslay, and let everyone know we're coming and we'll follow shortly after.
Okay, but please don't take too long. This is a crisis after all, a crisis.
I heard you, a crisis. We will head back to Earth now and start packing.
Okay, see you soon, brother. Bye.
I hope my family on Florp is okay.
Don't worry, Grabstack. I'm sure they're fine. Now, I'll fly us back down to Earth so we can start to pack. We also need to ask Lucy Wow about a spaceship, and then we'll be on our way.
I'm not even worried about crash landing right now because I'm more concerned with getting back home to Florp.
And here we are, back at my house.
Wow, Bobby, you didn't even crash that time. Thank you. Now, what to pack? Remind me to watch where I'm walking next time so I don't run into your closet door.
Hey, at least you knocked down our suitcases so we can start packing.
That's what I meant to do.
So what's the weather going to be like on Florp anyways? We probably should have asked your sister.
Crisis!
Huh?
My sister was talking about a crisis, but we're having a crisis here! What to pack? What to pack? I always have this problem. Should I pack a sweater, flip-flops, dress shoes? What if I have to perform a marathon? Does that mean I need to bring my running shoes and spandex? Oh, there's too many options and not enough space. And I haven't even started talking about my fried banana section.
Do you really need a fried banana section?
Yes, I need it. Florp's a long ways away and I'm gonna need nourishment.
I'm thinking I should try out a new look for Florp. Something shiny, maybe gold. Like, what do you think about this cake?
Eesh. I don't know, Bobby. I'd stick with your usual, traditional look. The citizens of Florp don't know you like those here in Pflugerville. You don't want to confuse them with a different look. Now, can we focus on moi and what I'm gonna pack?
Fine. I won't pack this super cool gold cape.
What do you think of this poncho for me?
I wouldn't pack it. It doesn't even fold properly. How will it fit?
Ugh. How are we ever gonna properly pack? This is such a crisis indeed. Does everyone else have such a problem when packing?
It might just be us.
It's hard for a superhero and a sidekick to pack.
Well, it's hard to pack when half the suitcase is being taken up by fried bananas.
Don't you dare come for my fried bananas.
Here, why don't we take out all the potential clothes and snacks and put them in this box here?
Mm-hmm. And?
And now, we'll go ask Lucy Wow about a spaceship, and when we come back, we'll pick 6 things out of this box and pack those and nothing else.
But...
No, Grabsack, we don't have time to ponder what to pack for ages. Your family needs help.
Oh, right. My family. I totally did not forget about them. You're right, Bobby Wonder. Good thinking. Let's go find Lucy Wow and get us a spaceship.
I'll fly us over to Lucy's.
I know, Bobby, it's probably gonna crash land again, but it's okay because I'm too worried about if I should pack my toaster.
A toaster? Grabstack, you can't pack a toaster.
But what if I need emergency toast?
There's no such thing as emergency toast.
That's what you think.
Here we are.
If I had a toaster with me, it could have probably cushioned the crash.
Bobby, Grabstack, what are you doing here? I just got back from my playdate with Mighty Mila in her space station. Did you know she built a whole room full of living vines? It was super cool. We swung around doing somersaults.
Lucy Wow, I'm sorry we don't have time for a story. We're in the middle of a crisis.
A crisis?
Grabstack's sister came with an urgent message from Florp. They need our help, but we have no way to get there. So we were hoping you happened to have a spaceship lying around.
Me? Have a spaceship lying around? Why would you think that?
Well, you are Pflugerville's best inventor slash tinkerer slash builder, so...
Exactly. And I do have a spaceship. Let me just tinker it a bit, and then we will all be ready to go.
We?
Oh, yeah. Kapow, Lenore, and I are coming with you to Florp. If you're riding in my spaceship, I'm coming too. It's time Lucy Wow traveled to another planet.
Looks like Lucy Wow is gonna help us with our spaceship problem. Oh, and also join us on our journey to Florp. I always say the more the merrier. I'm still worried about packing though. Gotta make sure I don't forget anything. Time for a break while I go over my list again. Come right back. We don't have much time.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. While Lucy Wow makes some final tinkering touches on her spaceship, Bobby and I really need to make sure we finish packing. Should I really not bring my flip-flops? Is a 12-pack of candy canes inappropriate? I don't know how to pack! Bobby! That box you threw all our stuff in, it's not here!
I can see that. Or rather, I can't see it. Definitely very strange. Where did it all go?
Oh, hi, honey. I didn't realize you were home.
Mom! Have you seen a box of clothes and snacks sitting around in my room?
Yes, and I made the garbage man promise to give it to someone in need.
You what?
Mom, no, those were clothes and snacks that Grabstack and I were going to pack for a trip we were taking.
Well, how was I supposed to know that? And also, what trip? It was just a box of old clothes and expired snacks sitting on the ground.
My fried bananas are not expired snacks.
Well, the garbage man just left, so you can probably catch him if you really want all that junk back.
Yes, we do. Come on, Grabstack.
It's tough being the mom of a blue-haired superhero alien boy. He's always just flying out the window with his little orange sidekick whenever I try to talk to him. Such is life.
Do you see the garbage truck anywhere, Grabstack?
I can't see because you're holding me too tightly in your palm.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I can breathe again.
Look for the garbage truck.
Did it rain recently? Who knew Pflugerville was so green and full of trees? I can't see anything with all these dang trees.
There, I've spotted the garbage truck.
Too fast! Too fast! Ugh. Oh, all this garbage is pretty comfy. So not a bad crash landing.
Did someone just crash land in my garbage truck?
That would be me, Bobby Wonder.
Bobby Wonder?
Bobby Wonder! And Grabstack.
Well, Bobby Wonder and Grabstack, what are you two doing crash landing in the back of my garbage truck?
My mom accidentally gave away a box of my clothes and snacks to you. Do you still have it?
Oh, yeah, that box of ugly clothes and a bunch of fried plantains?
Ugly clothes?
Fried plantains?
Yeah, I don't have that box anymore.
What do you mean? Where is it?
I didn't know a blue-haired boy and his orange gerbil would be coming after it, now did I? I thought it'd be nice to donate it, so I did.
Oh, great. Where did you donate it, Mr. Garbage Man?
I gave it to a woman at the theater running some kind of improv troupe. I didn't really understand, but she said she could really use some new outfits.
An improv troupe? Could it be?
Don't say I have to pretend to be someone else and join a flash mob again.
Well, we'll see. I know where our stuff is. Come on, Bobby.
Thank you, Mr. Garbage Man.
This town is real strange, I must say.
Okay, I know where we need to go. Garbage Man must have given our things to Ann Catherine over at the local theater troupe.
Great, so let's go get them.
This is gonna be tricky.
Oh gosh, why?
She is an improv actor, and they are crafty. I used to be one myself. But as a trained professional, I have a leg up, even if my leg is very, very tiny.
Can't we just ask her to give us back our things? They are our things.
Bobby, let me tell you about the craft of acting.
I can't listen to this right now. We have to go.
Okay, fine. But if the improv actors steal our things forever and we somehow end up in a flash mob dance battle, well, that's on you.
Fine. Look, there's the theater now. Let's go.
Just follow my lead.
Hello there. What can I do for you? We're in the middle of a really important one-man show about the story of how a groundhog foretold the end of winter. So I don't really have time to deal with fans.
Wait! Are you putting on Winter Be Gone? That's the play that almost won me a Tony. I was a very convincing groundhog.
We are. And the part is already cast. Hey, wait a minute. I recognize you two. You participated in a flash mob.
That's right. But today we're not here for that. Though there's nothing wrong with flash mobs.
Debatable.
We're just here because a garbage man may have given you a box of clothes and fried bananas.
Oh, yes. It's over there.
Yeah, that's our box, and we were wondering if we could have it back.
Please do take it. The outfits in there were atrocious. And the fried bananas, ugh, no taste.
How dare you?
We have a top-notch costume department, but I thought I could find something in there that would work for our leading lady. The closest I found was a gold cape, but it turned out to be too shiny,
Shiny is good, though.
Well, we will take back our box.
And good day to you.
You know what? Now that I'm remembering you two, I must say you both have a star quality. Are you sure you don't want to stay and perform some bit parts in this play?
Oh, well, I mean, I do love to perform.
Grabstack, packing, Florp, your family.
Alas, duty calls. Not today, Ann Catherine. We have a planet to save. It's a bit more important than acting.
Oh, I disagree.
Okay, well, good luck on your performance. Thank you for our box. Goodbye.
Tis a shame. They are really going to miss out on a fantastic performance from moi.
Now that we have our box back, we really just gotta pack and go.
Ugh, we still have to pack!
Bobby, Grabstack! I got my spaceship working again. Are y'all ready to go?
We still have to pack!
No, you know what? We're ready.
What?
We've got our luggage right here.
That box? Okay.
But what if I need a toaster? Flip-flops? A monocle?
We have everything we need. Time to go to Florp.
Hop on board! Spaceship's all ready to go.
This calls for some intergalactic music playing from my buttocks.
Next up, Florp.
Well, we're on our way to Florp to save my family, who is apparently in a crisis. Let's just pretend this whole pack and panic didn't happen. It's just so hard to know what you might need on a trip. I've got to learn to let it go and be fine with not bringing a toaster or an omelet stand on every trip I take. Do you have trouble packing for your trips too? Doesn't matter now, because we're on our way. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. There's a lot of shows out there to listen to. You won't be disappointed. Now, off to Florp we go. You're gonna love my family just as much as they love me.
Go Kid Go.
Aren't adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.